Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Autumn Oliver.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Luann Price.
Luann Price.
Yes, and good morning to you, Chris Jahnke.
Good morning.
Chris, we want you to start out talking about the Enrichment Garden. What is it? Where is it? A little background.
Well, at CAS Incorporated, our mission statement is to enrich lives. And many years ago, a group of employees decided that a garden, what better way to enrich some lives than to have a garden? So they started out with a small little plot. I probably should just call it a square. Started with a few things and played around and grew a few things and had a free will donation with basically our staff. And, you know, as we saw the benefits of that and we saw the faces light up and we saw the hands get dirty and all the excitement that we just moved as a company that we wanted to expand that and get more people involved. And 2 years ago, we jumped in and said we wanted to have a garden. So we tilled up some ground. I will say the complete project has all been done on donations. So we started gathering donations and getting people on board, helping our project. And we started in. We jumped in.
Great. And you know, you guys could be a role model when you're talking about all the benefits of gardening. It goes way beyond the nutritional, tasty, yummy food with all the other things that happen in the garden.
Yes, it does. And we could talk for hours here on the stories of the things we've learned and the smiles and laughs we've had and the fun we've had.
Yeah. Well, I think sometimes that's what keeps farmers going is, you know, they put the seeds in the ground and when you get to harvest, it is so exciting. So
it is.
Yes. Well, Chris, where is this located?
This is located on the edge of, on the west side of town, over there where the CAS main building, 1406 Southwest 7th Street.
Okay, and I'll come back a little bit and talk about some of the facilities that you have added as well as the ground. But I'm going to talk next to Luann. And Luann, tell us what you do in the garden. What are some of the things that you've done in the garden?
I have pulled weeds.
That's great.
And picked the produce.
Uh-huh. And that's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So what did you, you've been out harvesting, I think, yesterday and today because you delivered some things. What are you harvesting right now?
Tomatoes.
Oh, yes, and everybody's mouth just drools when they think about a homegrown tomato. Anything else?
I picked green beans this summer.
Oh, and now that takes persistence, doesn't it? I mean, you got to keep going. It's not as easy to pick green beans as it is tomatoes, for instance.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about having to be out there weeding? Is that fun?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
And it's you have to do it all the time, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you've got to keep at it. Okay.
And another thing, I've got a decent tan by being out in the sun.
All right. Got some vitamin D there through the sunshine. And that's kind of a good benefit, too. So what about some of your favorite vegetables to eat? Now, you know, that's kind of the end here. We harvest them, and then we have to clean them and get to eat them. Do you have a favorite?
Peas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And did you pick peas this spring?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. And that's another one that takes, you got to keep at it all the time. You can't let it go.
When I lived on a farm, my mother had a garden. I went out, picked the peas, and ate them all.
Yeah, right there.
Right
yes.
there.
Yes. Oh, well, they are so yummy like that. They're nice and sweet. Yeah. You learned early that all that stuff tasted good.
Yes.
Yes. And found out that there was some work. You know, you've probably been really helped to the Enrichment Garden because you had that experience and knowledge from
yes.
growing up with a garden.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. that's great to share that with yep. others. Well, we want to move over here to Autumn Oliver. And Autumn, you guys came here this morning after you made a trip, and I want you to talk about where you delivered and what you delivered.
Well, we delivered to the food pantry, and we donated some onions and cucumbers and tomatoes and zucchini and cantaloupe.
I'm sure they were really happy to see you
yes,
come
they were.
With all that fresh food. So what are some of the other jobs that you have with the Enrichment Garden?
Well, when we first started, we take the greenhouse out with all the plants in there, and I'd go in there, and I'd check the tamp, and I'd water it, and I'd help pull it back in. Well, there's nothing in there now, so we transplanted all into the garden mm-hmm. when it got nicer out. Mm-hmm. And then now we just water it, and I pick and I weed mostly.
All right. Well, then you have this little building, too, where people can come and buy. Tell mm-hmm. us what you do there.
Well, we have it all set up to where there's everything on the table that we sell, and people come in, you greet them, they pick what they want, and then you pay for it, and then they leave, I guess.
Okay, but somebody has to be there all those hours,
yes.
right?
Yes.
And
we trade off and on. Like, we'll, you know, like at break time, I'll go in and relieve that person, and then I'll come back out, and then I'll relieve them at lunchtime.
Okay. Yeah. What's one of your favorite vegetables?
I would say tomatoes.
All right. That's the season for it right now.
Oh, so yeah. We have tons.
Yeah. Oh, well, kind of that's good news. If somebody wants to buy some tomatoes, they'll know where they can go get them.
Yeah.
All right. Chris, let's go back to you a bit. Luann mentioned, or Autumn mentioned, the greenhouse. Let's talk a little bit about the greenhouse. That's been an addition.
Well, you know, we had so much fun after last year. We wanted a way that we could extend our season and, you know, grow our own things. So we purchased a greenhouse, and we're pretty proud of it. A unique thing about it is we made it mobile so that we take it in at night so it can enjoy the heat of the building, and then we pull it out in the morning. It's warm inside, so we don't have to heat it on most days. And, yes, we were able to grow a lot of things in it this year, and you know, from start to finish, it's been real great.
Mm-hmm. When did you start putting things in the greenhouse, planting?
Well, that was kind of a neat story, one of the things we've learned. You know, most of the seed companies told most of the things, you know, should be in late January, February. We experimented with some flowers this year, and our goal was to have them done for Mother's Day. Well, we planted them according to what they said, and they were done for the 4th of July. So we've learned that we better get that thing going in December if we want to have things growing.
As you said, it is all a learning experience. And, Chris, I think that's true no matter how long you garden. It's still a learning experience.
I fully believe that. Yeah. It's, you know, growing up a farm boy, I'd like to think I know how to garden, but every year, every season, every plant is different. And, you know, we're having fun as a group, enjoying and learning and mm-hmm. discovering. You know, mm-hmm. This year we grew what we thought were green cucumbers, and we have a whole bunch of – we're famous for our orange cucumbers now. We have lots of orange cucumbers out there that are very good. So.
Well, how do they taste?
We think they're a little sweeter and a little crisper than a normal one. But
all right.
How they're orange, we don't know. So,
if we want to buy some orange cucumbers, we could do that?
Yes.
And how could we do that? I mean,
we try to keep our stand open Monday through Friday from about 8:30 to 3. And like Autumn said, we staff the building full time, so there's always somebody there to help. We have a variety of everything from cantaloupe to watermelon to pumpkins here soon, sweet corn, carrots, peas. You know, we have a little bit of everything.
Still have sweet corn?
We just got done. So.
Okay. I was thinking it's almost September, kind of winding down with the sweet corn. But the tomatoes probably are in full
oh, yeah.
Yep.
Full year. Yep. Yes. So, and have you tried some varieties of tomatoes?
Yeah, that's one thing. If you come out to us, you'll get to try different varieties. One thing I wanted to do was experiment. I call myself a spaghetti sauce connoisseur, so we have a lot of different types of aromas, things that you can't buy around here in the stores and different things. So, yeah, all of our varieties are different than probably what anybody else around has.
And if we come to the store, whoever's helping us can tell us about those.
Yes, they can.
All right, because that's also part of the learning that we all could expand our knowledge about. Well, tell us a little bit about, you've called it a shed, but it's really prettier than a shed, where people can buy things. Tell us a little bit about the progress on that.
Well, we started out last year with just a tent that we set up beside the road. And we still like to have it beside the road, but for space and what we've got, we've moved it back closer to the building. We wanted to find something that was more of a log cabin-ish, rustic feel, and I think we've done a pretty good job of finding a building that serves that purpose.
Mm-hmm. So you bought this already made?
Yeah, purchased a shed, and then we've just kind of decorated it ourselves and put some landscape around it and made it our own. So.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier that all of this has happened through donations. It hasn't come out of Cass Incorporated budgeting. Is that correct?
And very much so. That's one thing we're very proud of. The entire project from start to finish has been done on donations. And, you know, there's a slew of people and groups and organizations in our community around here that have helped with the project, you know, complete from the Hunt family that has donated some land beside to Lindeman Tractor, who's given us the use of a tractor and tiller to break ground, to the Rotary Club that has built gave us some money to purchase some raised beds for those in wheelchairs and things. So just
and you know, Chris, I have to say, and Master Gardeners have donated.
Master Gardeners, Anita Garden Club. So, I could just keep going.
Yeah,
on.
I'm sure there's a long list.
There is.
And so if you want to know more about this, of course, you can go out and visit CAS Incorporated. But as we end up, I want to ask Autumn, what's one of the best things about having the enrichment garden? What do you like the most?
I like seeing the people come and buy stuff and enjoy it.
All right, great. And what about you, Luann? What do you like best?
Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing. Have people come and see our garden.
Okay, great. Yep. And Chris, remind us again of the hours that we can come and shop at the Enrichment Garden.
For Monday through Friday from about 8:30 to 3.
Okay, we want to thank all of you, Autumn Oliver, Luann Price, and Chris Jahnke, for coming to visit with us about the CAS Incorporated Enrichment Garden. And until next time, here's a thought that actually Chris provided for me. Half the interest of a garden is the constant exercise of the imagination.